All right, great to have you back. I love Sunday morning. Well, I'll tell you, it's the best thing we do.
I enjoy being with you guys as well. This is really nice.
It's Allie's birthday.
It's her birthday. I see her little chocolate cupcake here.
Yes, I have a great birthday breakfast. It's a cupcake and then what, the pine melon?
Is pine melon,
thank
yeah.
You. Yeah, well, what'd you bring her?
Pine melon, straight from the clubhouse. I've never seen it. All these years, it's a pineapple watermelon.
All right.
And I haven't tried it, so Allie, you can tell me if it's any good.
I'll let
Very
you know.
Good. All right, this week, Tony Sipp and you, somehow you became connected. What happened? Tony Sipp being the relief pitcher for the Astros.
Yeah, well, he pretty much ran me over backing up third. I'll get him back. I don't know when we're playing him again, but somehow I'll figure it out. You know, he got me. I'll find a way to get him. It was, you know, guy was going first to third, I think it was, and he came flying off the mound. And I saw him coming, but I was getting in position to tell the runner to slide, and he didn't see me to the last moment. I saw him out of the corner of my eye, and he pretty much ran me over.
Did he get hurt? Did anything happen?
No, he stepped on my foot, you know, and didn't puncture any skin. I was fine. It was just, you know, I mean, usually you see the collision with the umpire because the umpire is fighting to get in position. He wants to be in front. And that's always your fear because you want to get in position to let the player know. You're not worried about the umpire so much getting in his position. You want to do your job. And everybody's fighting for the same position. But it's a little more unusual for a guy backing up. And this guy can run, let me tell you. He was doing his job. He was running like crazy, but I think he needs to keep his eyes open on the third base coach and the umpire.
So what'd you say to him?
Huh?
What'd you say?
Well, I was on the ground when he came flying back by. He just put his hand out. You okay? Okay. And I didn't say anything. I just looked at him, let him go.
All right, the hazards of being the third base coach.
Yeah, one last
thing before Allie and Carmen ask you a question. You've done this third base coach thing. It's been I think you've had a great year. I really do, and I know you agree. You can't say it probably to pat yourself on the back. But learning the arms in the league, and, of course, you go around the league. Give me a couple of the arms that you say, wow, those are the guys I got to look at.
Yeah. You know, well, first one everybody knows from the Dodgers is Puig.
Okay.
You know, Puig is extremely good. You know, and the ones that I like more than the good arms are the bad arms.
Yes. Okay. Well, we had one, I think, a couple of weeks ago, didn't we, in right field. Was it Jay of Arizona?
Yeah, Jay does not have
a
strong arm.
Remember, you went on him easily?
Yeah, he doesn't have a strong arm. And a lot of these guys, it depends how they catch the ball. Do they have momentum coming in? Are they flat-footed? You know, are they moving to the right or their left? So all those things do come into play. There's a guy, I won't mention his name, in Oakland that they don't put out there very often.
Chris Davis.
Yeah.
Well, we saw that in that game.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And there was another team we just played, and they're using the bonsai play as well. There was an outfielder that doesn't throw real well, and the bonsai is, we did it with our friend Dave Roberts of the Dodgers now when he was in left field with us. And instead of having him try to make the long throw to the third baseman to home, he comes up and he throws the ball to Crawford, the shortstop, by the outfield grass, you know, kind of his normal position. So you get it to him and let him make the throw instead of someone that has a really weak arm trying to throw the ball all the way home, and it has that hump and the ball just dies. So there was another team we were playing. I can't recall who it was that was going to utilize that play as well.
Yeah, it's funny, going back to the question we asked earlier, Puig,
yeah.
How about him in the Giants clubhouse? That would be different.
Yeah, I'm not going to intend that. You said Kershaw. I would consider that. But Puig, I don't think I get on board right now.
That would be different. All right, All right. That would be different. All right, Carmen, your question for Woe today?
Yeah, I saw you working with Austin Slater the other day. I assume it was for first base, right? How has it been working with him? I know he hasn't played a lot at first base, but he seems to be doing pretty well. What are some of the stuff you guys work on?
Well, you're right, Carmen. He has done a good job. I mean, this guy really hasn't played first base. He's played some infield, you know, but to all of a sudden learn first base at the major league level, it's difficult. And it's all the stuff. You know, you think first base and you say, well, anybody can play there, right? You don't have to throw. You go over there, you catch the ball and make the plays. But there's so many little things to deal with, you know, picking the throws and positioning and cutoffs and relays and the bunt plays, where to go. And the real tough one is the bunts. You know, when those lefty put that bunt between the pitcher and you and the second baseman, do you go for it or not? So we're just trying to cover all the basics that come up. He wants to be really good at picking the ball in the dirt.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
for good reason, you know, when you play in the infield and you have a good first baseman, that can it raises your game because you're not nervous about making a bad throw. And then you can pick up your teammate. So he's been working hard.
Well, I mean, I assume it's pretty different kind of coach and belt who's working on really, I feel like, really advanced things because he's, you know, been playing first base for a while than somebody who's starting kind of from scratch, right?
Yeah, and there's no question. You know, just, you know, how far to play off the bag in getting to the base with your feet correctly to make the throw is the simplest thing. It sounds simple, but sometimes if you play too far off the base like Belt does, and now the ball's hit to the infielder, and you get over there late. I've seen first basemen, you know, because they're looking for the ball. They never got their foot on the bag or got in position correctly. It's a routine play, and they don't touch the bag. And you don't want anything like that to happen. So you're right. It's the basics of and just giving them some thoughts, and it's repetition. So, yeah, you're exactly right.
Very good. Allie?
Yeah, just on a totally lighter note, as far as promotions go, we saw a Barry Bonds ceremony yesterday, and the Giants have a lot of promotions throughout the year, Star Wars, for example, things like that. Do you have anything that you enjoy seeing with the Giants, and do you notice that kind of those kind of promotions up on the screen?
Up on the board. I'm still waiting for Polish night.
Yeah.
WOTUS is Polish.
All right.
21 years, I'm waiting.
We would ask you a promo night that you would like to see. Polish night?
Yeah, Polish-Italian night. Let's split it right down the middle, like me. No, you know, they did such a good job. There's so many of them. Nothing comes to mind on all these celebrations. A lot of times I miss them, too, because I'm in the clubhouse, right? And I'm come out before the game. You catch the tail end of the promotion. Let me ask you, what are your favorites?
Well, we were talking about this on our podcast before. And so we're like, I love the throwbacks. And when you like, if you have the different jerseys that you guys wear, I don't know if that's something that you guys enjoy or whether it's just a change day for you guys?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I don't enjoy wearing the throwback wool jersey when you're in the humidity of the Midwest. You know, we've had some of those old jerseys to wear. And, you know, I think there was one game we were in Kansas City, and it was during the season when Tim Lincecum was on the mound. We had throwback jerseys.
Oh, yeah.
And he melted in the heat. And I don't know if he had a wool jersey on, but he was cruising along, and then he hit that wall. He didn't like to pitch in the hot weather, and he had that wool jersey on, and things got ugly. I remember he got real wild. And, so, you know, if the uniform, we laugh about it, the coaches, because, you know, we look pretty funny in some of those uniforms. So it depends on what uniform they give you. Hopefully it's not too tight. I just don't want it too tight. And not wool and not too tight.
Well, it is the only sport where the manager wears a uniform. You know, I mean, we could put the manager in a suit, you know, like to do for the NBA or the NFL or the NHL and all that.
Maybe it'll come to that, Marty.
You get to be a little bit older and your shape changes a little bit. And maybe they would do that. Who knows?
Yeah, put the coaches in suits, too. It's just, you never know.
Well, you're on the field. You'd have to wear a uniform.
Yeah, I'll wear a suit with spikes and coach in third.
There's where baseball is going on a Sunday morning. All right, great to have you on today. Well, I'll ask you one last question before we go. You know, you're six back, 44 to go. In the mathematical world of baseball, there's eons before stuff happens. Can you see? When do you see it coming that a team can turn it around a little bit? What do you look for to see it?
Well, you have to play consistent baseball. You know, you have to not beat yourself and show up every day. And we're only six back, you know, despite our struggles. And that's the blessing in this. And, you know, that should be exhilarating to us as a club because we haven't played our best baseball. We haven't been able to get on that stride here since the second half started. So I believe our best baseball is right there ahead of us and for us. So, you know, we have to start with today. We just take it one day at a time, as they say, the old cliches. And then that's really is the thing. Show up today for 3 hours and do everything we can to win this game.
Yeah, I love it. All right, well, thanks so much. And Trip, let's see, L.A., Cincinnati, and New York.
New York.
Get back east,
yeah.
See the family. Back
you want
east?
Me to stop in and get you a bagel anywhere?
Would you please, on the way back?
Yeah.
Would you? Carmen will give you the place. Carmen,
yes.
Where's the place?
It's called Best Bagel and Coffee. It's on 37th between 7th and 8th, and literally the best bagel I've ever had, and I lived in New York for 5 years.
Oh, great.
All right,
you're
on.
She
brings them back all the time.
She does.
So
okay, text that one to me,
I will.
Please.
All right.
I'll have to go there, like the ice cream place you mentioned.
That's right. Yeah. You got the peaches. We'll take the bagels coming.
Yeah. Okay, sounds good.
All right, well,
your
thanks.
Bagels.
All right, have a great trip. All right, that is the third base coach of the Giants. We love him. That is Ron Wotus. More coming up after this.